Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, March 24th. The weakness in beans and corn continues, but wheat finds some support after a pretty extensive sell-off. We'll have to see if the wheat was due to a sell the rumor by the fact the first bit of rain came through the plains, and we will now wait and see if the extended forecast pans out as well. So we'll first take a look at the wheat. May finished up 3¾ cents at 4.24¾. That's down 11.5 cents on the week. Kansas City May flat at 4.28, down 25.5 cents on the week. Funds and the commitment of traders report released this afternoon, we're short 120,000 contracts of wheat as of Tuesday's reporting period, adding 20,000 to their short position. May have covered 5,000 to 10,000 of that, but still short about 110,000 going into the weekend. Taiwan bought 98,000 tons of U.S. milling wheat, and Jordan has tendered for 50,000 tons of hard milling wheat. Taking a look at corn, we've got May finishing the day down 0.5 cents at 3.56¼. That's down 11.25 cents on the week. December finishing down 0.5 cents at 3.79½, down 10.25 cents on the week. Commitment of Traders report shows the funds short almost 82,000 contracts of corn as of Tuesday, well above recent estimates, selling over 56,000 contracts last week. That's in addition to the 100,000 contracts that the fund sold 2 weeks ago. Again, surprising how swiftly the funds have switched their bets from long to short in the corn market. We'll have to see what kind of conviction they have going into next Tuesday's report, with the corn trading down in the last five sessions, lower lows and lower highs. So we'll see how much is left in this before that report comes out. Moving to the beans, we've got May finishing down 15.25 cents at 9.75¾. That's down 24.25 cents on the week. November finishing down 14.25 cents at 9.77. The November beans have settled under the 200-day moving average. They're down 16.5 cents on the week. This is the first settle under that 200-day moving average since September. So again, a lot of weak technical factors here in the grains, being built on the back of the expanding crop production estimates coming out of South America. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has increased their Argentinian bean crop from 54.8 million metric tons up to 56.5. Now, if you remember, in December when they were getting the extensive rains down there, there were thoughts that that might be cut down to 50 million metric tons. So things have turned around in a hurry. Some of the strength attributed to wheat on ideas that some of the funds have decided to exit their long bean positions and buy something a bit more cheaper, relatively speaking, and so rolling those positions into the wheat. In outside markets, we've got the dollar a bit weaker, down 3 points at 99.52. Crude oil up a bit, 38 cents a barrel at 48.64. We've got the stock market finishing down 59 points, and gold finished the day down a dollar an ounce at $1,247.60 an ounce. So again, as these funds have flipped their long bets over to short, we will see how things pan out early next week and if they want to stick with those positions going into what is usually a pretty volatile report. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night and a great weekend.